Please join me in saying our breakthrough prayer for our centering this morning. The prayer is on the screen above. God of love and power, we know that you are with us and you are for us. Break through into our lives and into our church. Break through our fears and replace them with faith. You are the God who breaks down every barrier, and we trust that your Spirit will break through in us, in our lives, in the life of our church, and in our community. Fill us with the grace, mercy, and power of Jesus. Help us to discern where your Spirit is leading. Open doors that lead us into a new season of faithfulness and fruitfulness for your kingdom. Give us faith and courage to step through these doors that you open. Amen.
Good morning. I would just like to share with you some information about our stewardship emphasis for this year. We're asking you all to sign up to attend a small group meeting. We've got six meetings scheduled. Two of them will be held here in the church. And if you all sign up, then we don't have to follow up and make phone calls. Our focus this year is on the generosity of God. We know how blessed we are. Every one of us knows how God has gifted us beyond what we deserve, very often beyond what we can use. So the focus is going to be on just how generous God has been with us and how we can respond to God's generosity with our own generosity. So please sign up for one of the small group meetings. If we get so many responses that our homes and sanctuary or fellowship hall are going to be overflowing, we can add new gatherings. We hope that's the case.
Good morning. Welcome to Concordia. We would like to especially welcome all visitors and guests today. Take a moment to sign the attendance pad. The youth group would like to thank all of those that have supported our church merch fundraiser and invite those that haven't checked out what we are selling to stop by the table in the lobby on your way out today. Today, following worship, there will be a stewardship meeting in Memorial Lounge. There's a sign up for fall coffee fellowship time to serve coffee and baked treats. If you are willing to help with Sunday morning fellowship time, please sign up on the clipboard in Fellowship Hall. Please stand if you are able and join in singing our opening song, Gather Us In, number 2236 in the black hymnal. The words will also be on the screen above.
Thank you. Please join me in our praise. Bring your lives, bring your gifts.
We are all welcome here.
Bring your hopes, bring your dreams.
Our hopes and dreams are inspired by God.
Bring your prayers, bring your praise.
We gather to worship and love.
Please join me in our opening prayer as printed in the screen above.
Amen.
So you have 2 weeks of school under your belts, right? And who would like to share what their favorite part of their school day is so far this year?
Recess. Reading.
Reading.
Lunch. Going home. Recess.
So most of you have something different that you like about the school day, or something different that's your favorite part of the day. And I bet if you asked your class of students, they would all have a different favorite part of the day. Some might be similar, but we had lots of different favorite parts, even in our small group up here, right? But there's one thing that everybody at your school has in common in their school day. One part of the day, maybe not at the same time, but Eric said it, and that's lunch. Okay, does everybody get a chance to eat lunch at your school? Yes. And by the time it's lunch, how many of you are super hungry? And if we ask these guys, some of their lunch is at 1 o'clock. By the time that they eat lunch, I bet they're super hungry. You're dying by the time it's lunch because you're so hungry. Even though, raise your hand if you get a snack. How many of you have snack? Or at least a chance to have snack? Yeah? So from breakfast to lunch, you have a chance to have snack. Yeah? Yeah?
I don't eat breakfast.
Oh, you don't eat breakfast. Okay, so it's a good thing you have a chance to have snack then, right? So today in our church and what the youth are going to share with you is we are taking part of a national awareness event called Food Waste Weekend. And today, you're gonna hear a scripture reading from Ellis. And he's going to talk about a story where Jesus came upon a crowd of people and they were all hungry. And people had followed him because they had heard that Jesus had performed miracles before. And when he got there, the only food that they had was 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish to feed 5,000 people. And that was probably, people were probably wondering, how is Jesus going to perform this miracle? But you know what? He did. And you know what else? There was leftovers. How many of you, at the end of your family meal, or after your school lunch, or after the sack lunch you take to school, how many of you have leftovers? Some leftover. Or you go out to a restaurant, like the Cheesecake Factory, and they give you so much you can't eat it all. Does that happen to any of you? Yeah, well, I'm gonna show you something quick, okay? So when you get home from school, here are some snack options that you might have, okay? So I put out 10 snacks here. Just kind of leave them where they're at. I put out 10 snacks here, okay? And so when you get home, you are also blessed. You go to the cabinet or you go to the fridge, and I bet you have some choices, right? But what I want you to think about today, and what you're going to hear from our older kids, is that when there's 10 snack options, 4 of them in our world never get eaten. 40% of all food never gets eaten by people. And yet we have 50 million Americans that are worried about where they're going to get food. And it's kind of sad, and that's what you're going to hear, is because we have plenty of food in our country to feed all the hungry. But 40%, so out of all of these snacks, these four will go in the trash before any of us even get to think about eating them. And that's kind of scary because there's people who are hungry, just like you might get breakfast and then a snack and then lunch, and there's people that may not get any of that. And even as kids here, there are things you can do. So I'm going to give you some things to think about this week, okay? I want you to think about how much food you don't eat. So maybe you have a cold lunch and you get home and this was one of my kids' leftovers this week, okay? And this was one of my kids' leftovers another day, okay? And this, for some reason, always gets ignored in our pantry, okay? And so does this, the vegetables, okay? Okay, and so I want you to think about, this is something you can do. When you've eaten, had a cold lunch, if the food is still healthy and okay, you can make that your after-school snack instead of throwing it away, okay? Another thing you can do is you can, when you guys go out to eat and maybe your mom or makes dinner and there's leftovers in the fridge, you might think, I don't want tacos again, okay? But if we eat up our leftovers, then we're not wasting food, right? And another thing you can do is if there's food, and you can encourage your families, if there's food in your pantry or even vegetables and fruits that you might not eat, you can take those to the food pantry and maybe help some people that are there looking for food to eat. So even as kids, there are things that we can do to help this food waste problem. Okay? So I'm going to challenge you all this week to think about that. Look at how much food you're throwing in the trash. How much, you know, sometimes vegetables are looking a little bit, ooh, I don't know if I want to eat that apple because it's not perfect. Okay? We're going to learn about that more today. So let's say a prayer about food waste and hunger, and let's think about things that we can do even as kids, okay? So say the prayer with me after me. Thank you, God, for all the food you have given us. Help us to not be wasteful of the food we have. And help us to find ways to help people who are hungry. Give us courage. Guide us with your love. Help us to see the open doors for us to help others. Amen.
I think Maddie wants to take all of our vegetables to the food pantry. So we're going to sing a new song today, and we need your help in singing the chorus. So if you could repeat after me. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. I think it's really easy. The word is nah.
Na 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 In the gospel reading today is from John chapter 6, verse 1 through 14. After this, Jesus went across the Galilee Sea. A large crowd followed him, because they had seen the miraculous signs he had done among the sick. Jesus went up upon a mountain and sat there with his disciples. It was nearly time for Passover, the Jewish festival. Jesus looked up and saw the large crowd coming toward him. He asked Philip, "Where will we buy the food to feed these people?" Jesus said this to test him, for he already knew what he was going to do. Philip replied, "More than half of your salary worth of food wouldn't be enough for each person to have even a little bit." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said, "A youth here has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good is this for a crowd? What good is that for a crowd like this?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass there. They sat down, about 5,000 of them. Then Jesus took the bread. When he had given thanks, he distributed it to those who were sitting there. He did the same with the fish, each getting as much as they wanted. When they had plenty to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the leftover pieces so that nothing will be wasted." So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of 5 barley loaves that had been left over by those who had eaten. When the people saw that he had done a miraculous sign, they said, "This is truly the prophet who is coming into the world."
Our faith teaches us that no one should be hungry and that we are supposed to help those who are. Jesus taught us to feed the hungry and gather up the leftovers so that nothing may be lost. Food Waste Weekend is an opportunity for people of all faiths across America to hear these two concerns, hunger and wasting food. We know that people around the world go hungry, that there are hungry families in our country, in our community, in our classroom, and possibly even in our congregation. Around the world, over 800 million people suffer from hunger each day, and 21,000 people die daily from hunger. That's one person every 4 seconds. This still happens, despite the fact that it is well documented that there is more than enough food produced to feed everyone in the world. How is it that we live in a world so blessed with abundant food, yet so many can't count on the most basic blessing? Some call it food waste, although a better term might be wasted food. We aren't talking about rotting tomatoes or moldy bread, food that has been thrown out because it's not okay to eat. We are talking about food that you and I would be happy to eat, but for some reason never gets to us or anyone else. Examples of this are fruits and vegetables that are shaped oddly and grocery stores won't put on their shelves because it looks ugly, or food that goes bad because it doesn't get refrigerated quickly enough. Another example is leftovers that are perfectly good to eat, but that get thrown out, or food from restaurants with servings so large, and we forget to take them home. Wasted food. Globally, we waste 2.9 trillion pounds of food every year, enough to feed the world's 8 million hungry people twice. Here in the U.S., we throw away enough food every single day to fill the Rose Bowl. And at the same time, we have hungry families. Families whose children don't get enough to eat and whose young bodies and brains can't develop properly because their stomachs are empty. Adults who are more vulnerable to disease because they are malnourished or who lack the strength to work because they don't have enough to eat. We are taught to be grateful for the food we get, yet we let it go to waste. We are taught to feed the hungry, yet we are throwing perfectly good food away. How does a problem like this get addressed? There are some things that governments and businesses can do, like improve roads and refrigeration so that produce can get to the market without being bruised or spoiled. Governments could pay more attention to policies that prevent food from being wasted. But there are things we can do. Next weekend is the first Food Waste Weekend. At congregations of all faiths around the country, faith leaders are inviting their members to make a simple commitment. Honor God by committing to not waste food, by committing to using the food you purchase, by taking home food from restaurants that you don't eat, by being willing to buy produce that's healthy and perfectly good, but may not look like it's been custom grown. We can also make the decision to buy just the food we need, so we throw away less, and we can donate excess food from our gardens and pantries to the food pantry. These may seem like little steps, and it might be overwhelming to think about what each house can do. Today, as we remember Jesus and his ability to feed 5,000, we remember there is hope. And after feeding all the people, there was still some left over. And so we invite each of you to challenge yourself this weekend and in the upcoming days to do your part to help others who are hungry and seek to stop wasting food when you can.
And I give all myself. As we have been fed by your word, help us sustain the world with your truth. As we have been nourished by your love, help us to nourish the world with your love. As we have been gifted by your miraculous spirit, help us to share our miraculous gift with others. Gather whatever gifts you have, for together our gifts can feed thousands. I invite the ushers to come forward. Join me in the prayer of thanksgiving as it is printed on the screen above. Bless our gifts and bless us with your miraculous love, that our gifts may nurture your creation with abundance and hope. Bless our offering this day, that all who are hungry may be fed, and all who yearn for love may experience love living in and through us. With thanksgiving and hope we pray.
Let me share with you Naomi Davis, who has had struggles in her life, had her surgery. She's doing very well. Her incision is healing well. It's too early to know if the surgery worked, but this is praise for the healing that she has had. Are there other people or situations? Okay, could you share with us who that is if we could go pick them up? Okay, yeah, and in the first church where I was a member, So this is 30 plus years ago. There are a lot of potato fields around, and they did allow anyone to go in and glean what was left when the machines went away, and there was a lot of potatoes. I think we filled three. This is back when we had gunny sacks. I don't know if they still do. Three gunny sacks that we then took to Second Harvest. Local, even 6-8, yeah, over here, 6-8 or the food pantry here, yes. Let us pray. Lord, listen to your children praying. We give you thanks for your countless blessings in our lives, the blessing of family, the blessing of friends, the blessing of wealth enough to provide for our families. This morning we speak about food waste, and we ask that you would guide us, that you would open our eyes to what happens in each one of our homes. And when we think of waste beyond food, we think of the impulse purchases we have made. We think of the too many toys that we buy for our children or our spouse or ourselves. Help us to be wise in the ways that we experience your blessing. There are those here this morning with needs, and we pray that they know that you are here and you surround us with your compassion and your care. We know that we can approach you and seek you at any time, because you are seeking us and approaching us to be in a relationship with us. Help us not to get so busy and distracted that we don't take the time to nurture the intimate relationship we have with you. Sometimes we are afraid to come before you because we feel unworthy. Other times we know we are in need, but we are unable to put the deep yearnings of our hearts into words. Help us at these times to know that you know all of our needs and desires, and that you accept and love us just as we are. All that we have to do is reach out to ask. Also this morning, we come before you boldly, asking for what we need this day to be whole persons, the people that you have created us to be. In silence, we lift before you our own name or the name of another as we seek your healing touch. In silence, we lift to you the name of one who is struggling with illness of mind or body or spirit. In silence, we lift to you the name of one who grieves the loss of a loved one. In silence, we lift to you the name of one in need of forgiveness or who needs to forgive, who needs to listen and understand in a relationship that is strained. And in silence, we lift to you the name of one who feels alone and hopeless because of unemployment or financial worries or stress or lack of meaningful direction in life. And in silence, we lift to you the blessings that we are aware of this morning. Especially in our mind is Naomi. When we come asking, O God, continue to receive us. When we are looking for guidance, help us to be directed by your Spirit. Help us to hear you call us by name and invite us to enter into your presence again. We pray in Jesus' name and as he taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Gifted by God, go now to serve with miraculous joy and faith. Go now to love as we have been loved. Please join in singing our closing hymn, I'm Gonna Live So God Can Use Me, number 2153 in the Black Hymnal.
I'm gonna live. testing. Testing.